Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. I'm Kojo Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. My guest, Chifiwa Chivenga, who is the CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, is urging the South African government to review its COVID-19 protocols to exempt fully vaccinated travelers from presenting PCR tests as a prerequisite to travel to the remote nation. He thinks South Africa will be competitive in attracting desirable travelers to its shores and in turn help accelerate the recovery efforts. Chifiwa also shed light on intra-African travels and tourism's seemingly quiet role in the African Continental Free Trade Area conversation. Good morning, Chifiwa, and welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Kojo, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone, wherever you are. And it's good to be back.
Definitely. How is South Africa? How is the atmosphere?
Well, the atmosphere is it's good, although we are expecting the local elections now on the 1st of November. But overall, we are good from the tourism point of view. We are also seeing some green shoots from domestic travel. We're also seeing some green shoots from the international inbound. So overall, things are moving positively.
And how are your members, reacting to announcement by the major government of your source markets, the UK, the US, Netherlands, and all the rest? What is the reaction like?
It's welcome news. We have been working on that issue for quite some time to get inbound travel back on track, or at least to restart it. We can only say that this gives us some hope that our recovery is gonna be a little bit more faster, because these countries have now allowed their citizens to travel to South Africa without being quarantined when they go back to their country. So it's positive, and the members are responding positively. We have seen some jump in terms of inquiries from these markets. We also are seeing many DMCs here on the ground, preparing and getting back on track in terms of work to ensure that the tourists that will be coming into the country, are well taken care of. So overall, it's positive. From accommodation, we've seen the group hotels that are listed in the stock exchange, their shares jumped, meaning that there's positivity. We have seen also from the tour guides, those that operate lodges, there's positivity all around. I think it's a good thing.
Yes, no, go ahead, finish.
Yeah, I definitely believe it's a good thing that has happened, but we need to sustain it and we need to build demand going forward.
Okay. And just to add that, we've seen major announcements of airlines resuming operations in South Africa, and some have to even bring it forward. We're talking about Virgin, we're talking about I think two other airlines who are coming back to South Africa. So it sounds positive for the market. But you've been a leading voice with respect to taking South Africa off the red list, the so-called red list, and the blacklist of the country, in terms, because of COVID. Now, yes, we've seen the latest being the UK, announcing and taking South Africa off the list. And you're making a new call for the scrapping of PCR requirements for fully vaccinated travelers. Why do you think the South Africans need that now?
Well, look, we implemented the PCR testing as a measure to combat the spread of COVID. Now we have many people across the world that are fully vaccinated. And there's also an emerging science that says that we're going to be living with COVID for quite some time. And if you are vaccinated, the chances are quite low that you're going to end up in hospital. Now, PCR test just gives us that hope that, you know, anyone who's traveling here, it's COVID negative. But it's a 72 hours, you can contract COVID 48 hours before you travel or 24 hours before you travel. I think what's important here is to recognize that we have now introduced vaccines, and those that are fully vaccinated should be able to travel without doing the PCR test, unless if they're showing symptoms that, and the doctor says to them, well, you got to do the PCR test to understand what's going on. That is one part. But if we are in a situation whereby we have these vaccines that are recognized by almost every country, we should be able to say, if you are vaccinated, you should be able to travel to South Africa. Now, what is it in for us in South Africa? I believe that you're going to have probably three-tier countries in terms of travel. The first-tier country is the countries where if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need anything. You can just present your digital vaccine certificate or whatever it is that proves that you're vaccinated, and you should be able to go to those countries. Those are the countries that travelers are going to choose first because they are easy to go to, and they don't present any hassle. Number two, there's going to be countries like ours in South Africa where we're saying that you need a PCR test, and then you still have a bit of regulations around it. So the fully vaccinated travelers are going to say, well, you know, I'm fully vaccinated. Why do I need to do a PCR test? You know, we should be recognizing the vaccines, you know, certificate and so forth and so on. So you become sort of a little bit of less, desirable. And then the third tier is going to be the countries that still has a quarantine requirement and PCR and further testing and so forth and so on. So that's one part that's gonna be happening. So for us in South Africa, I believe that we should be able to do away with PCR tests, and we should be able to get the fully vaccinated travelers to travel without this hassle. It will go a long way because we will get more people, those that don't want the hassle. And also, you know, if we work together within the region to make sure that when people go to Botswana, to Namibia or wherever, traveling via South Africa, they should be able to come back without doing the PCR test if they're fully vaccinated. So there's a regional issue around it, but also it's an issue of us being being on first choice country, so to speak, for those that are traveling now. It will make a whole lot more sense. It will bring more people, more airlines, as you have said, will increase their capacity, and we will be able to sort of get more people back to work and more entrepreneurs back to work, both from formal and informal side of tourism businesses.
Have you engaged, the health authorities? Because I knew that during the, last year and in the COVID days, you had like a command control of COVID-19. Have you put this across to them, or have the council made that proposal to the health authorities?
Well, we have talked about this with the health authority. It's under consideration. The question is, when is it going to be done? We work on timelines here because we don't have the luxury of time when people are deciding where they're going to be traveling every day. So number one is that we have discussed it. We need scientific input on it before a decision is made, but it needs to be made fast. So those discussions are underway. From the regional point of view, interesting enough, I had a SADC tourism meeting on, I think it was on Friday, or if not Thursday. And that was the issue that I wanted to raise with the member states, that until we have a common approach within the region in terms of COVID protocols, we're going to suffer. Because no one wants to travel to South Africa and then they go to Vic Falls. And then when they're in Vic Falls, they need to get a test coming back. What if they test positive, but they are not sick or severely sick? What are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to stay in Vic Falls for a long time? So we need to deal with that from the regional point of view. And that is something that's critical that I've been pushing from our side.
Okay. No, that sounds very positive. And I think that it will take away the bottlenecks that travelers have. Again, we all have to understand that we are going to a new era. So if you're putting a lot of these measures that is more frustrating, you become uncompetitive as a region and, as a country. But if I want to stay a little bit on the way forward, now, if I take you back to, you know, how in South Africa was put on a red list and many African countries, the thing is, how do we give true meaning to intra-African travel? We have over 1 billion market. And the irony is that, of course, the source market, and because we live in an ecosystem of international tourism, we cannot say that we don't need international tourism. But if we've not developed regional travels or intra-African travels, how can we be resilient and build a robust industry in Africa, so that if it happens again next year, and people are issuing travel advisory and all of that, how can we deal with it as Africans?
Yeah, look, the first thing that we have to do in our own countries is to encourage the culture of travel, where people can go out and travel and enjoy, the attractions and many things that, the country has to offer. And then we need to build, as a second phase, the culture of intra-travel, within Africa. We first have to desire ourselves as a continent, and we need to have that exploratory mind to find out what's going on in the next country, and so forth and so on. What we still have is that mindset as Africans of saying that things are better over there, and therefore I need to go over there. We need to build our own travel network, but we need to do so by way of easing the visa restrictions.
It's unheard of.
Exactly. Visa restrictions and many other hurdles that you go through when you're crossing, from one African country to another. And then we need to build networks in terms of airlift, so that it's cheaper to travel across different African countries. I think that we have that opportunity to do so, but there has to be leadership, be it at the African Union or wherever, the agenda for tourism for the African continent needs to sit. I strongly believe that, the Africa Free Trade Area, I've gone through the whole agreement and whatnot. It talks very little on tourism.
Exactly. So I was coming to the point. Yes. Please go ahead, sir.
Exactly. We need to hone in on the tourism agenda for the African continent, and we haven't. And because we can't even coordinate some of our own regions. So we need to put aside our differences and look for commonalities and really come up with policies, that advance the tourism agenda for Africa. And we have to do that fast. And if we don't start now, in the next 10, 15 years, we're going to miss out. If you look at Asia, Asia is seeing a boom in terms of tourism. Southeast Asia and many other places are seeing a boom. Latin America has been seeing a boom for quite some time. South America, it's there. It's only us. We are still seen as a continent that's difficult to navigate and move around. And we need to work on that. And this requires the public and the private sector within the African continent to get together and come up with a workable solution for travel and tourism within Africa. And I hope that, the African Union can take up this agenda and be able to drive it and make sure that, it is moved forward. And we can create so many jobs within the continent for many young people that are without jobs within the continent through travel and tourism.
It's very interesting what you're saying, but you sit on the table and we make the point of, travel and tourism contribute so much, but at the end of the day, we're talking about EFTCA, we don't see the tourism thing, there, or the conversation of tourism is not even coming up. Now, on visas and e-visas, 3 weeks ago, I think 4 weeks ago, if I'm right, South Africa announced, measures to have their e-visa, regime coming upstream. What is the latest on that? And I suppose, the Regional Council, the TBSA is, pretty much engaged with the authorities. Have you had any heads up on this or how it's going to roll out?
Well, the good thing is that they have started rolling it out. And mostly it's focusing on African countries to make it easier for those that want to travel South Africa to, you know, to apply, and, you know, we'll adjudicate here in South Africa, and hopefully within a day or two, one will be able to get the response in terms of their visa application. So that has been launched, and it's been launched in phases. We should be introducing it to China and India. I'm sure it's December, if I'm not mistaken. So that is moving. Although not at a pace that I would love to see it moving, but there is movement. So at least there we've started to see some action. But we need to make sure that you know, it's a world class product, and it's agile, responsive to the needs of travelers, and also it's fast enough. You know, so people cannot feel like, you know, it takes forever to just get you know, their visa to be approved. So that is moving forward at the moment, and we are delighted to see that. And hopefully, even other countries, there are a few countries in Eastern Europe that still require visa to come to South Africa. We've been asking government to relook and see if they can put a visa waiver. This is you know, EU countries, and we believe that you know, there is a little bit of a market for us there that we can take advantage of. But the e-visa in general is moving forward.
I mean, finally, South Africa Airways is back, and I mean, we all know what it means in terms of regional market and the approach that they've taken. How are you? I mean, again, I know you've been very much engaged with them, but what does it mean to the SADC region and also the African market, SAA, even for South Africa itself?
Well, I think it's good. We need as much capacity as possible, especially for domestic, to move people around. Because when we get more tourists coming to South Africa, they need to move around through, you know, domestic network that, you know, we need to rebuild now after, you know, they had the lockdowns and the closing and the restrictions and so forth and so on. So it's good that South African Airways is back, and I think it's good for the continent. And if they can reestablish themselves and sort of make sure that they add, you know, to their fleet, and also they add new destinations to connect, especially Africa, I think it will go a long way. So for us, you know, we are happy to see that you know, there is airlift, you know, for few countries that's been serviced by SAA, but also airlift here at home. So that's positive. And hopefully hopefully we don't get to see what we saw in the past, where South African Airways, you know, goes belly up and the people need their refunds and things sort of don't work out the way they should be working out. So we're hoping that that was the last of it. And now we're going to have a new airline that's going to carry the flag, and that's going to make us proud as South Africans.
As a tourism leader, not only in South Africa, but in Africa, what will be your final word to the tourism sector as we restart again? And what should we do to at least even build more robust sector?
Well, I think that, you know, we've always been a resilient sector. We always bounce back, and we will bounce back, but we've got to be creative. We've got to reimagine tourism. We've got to make sure that you know, we continue to produce experiences that surpass many other destinations. And I think that we need to tell our story, especially as an African continent. We have too many stories that are untold. And there are a lot of people who may want to hear our stories and who may want to travel and experience them. And I think we need to encourage that, especially from the youth within the African continent, to really get involved in tourism and tell the stories. So I think that's critical. The second part of it is that whatever we've gone through, I think it has taught us a lesson in terms of how we should focus on the African continent in terms of traveling, and also focus on our own domestic travel. As you know, we never had much of restrictions against each other as African countries in terms of COVID-19 protocols when it comes to travel. But there was in demand. So I think we need to build up that. And we do so by having networks of airlines that can fly and move people around. And again, what I've said, let's put the experiences that people would want to go and see instead of traveling far away, whereby we're leaving the country next door with the very same things that we're going to get far away. So I think it has been a tough time, but there are some green shoots. We need to protect the green shoots. We need to make sure that we follow the protocols. We need to make sure that, you know, whatever we do from hygiene point of view, we follow it. We don't want to be an industry that's going to be seen as a source of infection. I think we've suffered enough. A lot of people, you know, have lost their jobs. Let's do whatever we can to protect our jobs.
Chifua, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Kaja. Thank you. Yeah.